And Renee, let's go next to France, where some people are taking a second look at one of the most famous features of the French economy. It's the 35-hour work week enacted a little more than a decade ago.
Most people don't want to give it up, even in a time of economic trouble. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has this report.
For the critics who say the 35-hour work week has sapped French competitiveness and is tying companies in knots, there is no better example than the current state of overtime at French hospitals. In public hospitals like this one, employees have accumulated more than 2 million days of comp time in the past decade by working more than 35 hours a week. By law, they must take those days off by the end of this year, but that could mean closing hospitals for months at a time. The French government is currently in negotiations with unions to find a solution. Josiane Demetre is a nurse's aide at Paris's Hôpital Vaugirard.
We haven't been able to take all our days off because there's too much work and we are short of personnel. Some people literally have hundreds of days saved up now.
For President Nicolas Sarkozy, whose 2007 campaign slogan was "Work more to earn more," the 35-hour work week is the root of just about every economic ill facing France, and he uses every opportunity to assail it.
Je veux le dire sans aucun esprit polémique, mais parce que c'est la vérité.
I am not trying to provoke anyone. I tell you this because it is a pure fact. Lowering the retirement age to 60 and the 35-hour work week were serious mistakes that we are still paying heavily for. We must repair these errors.
While Sarkozy did manage to raise the retirement age, his ratings have been far too low to take on the popular 35-hour work week. Still, he is trying to open a debate about it. Today, in a meeting with union leaders, he's proposing negotiating work time company by company, as in Germany. It's well known here that Volkswagen employees work just 32 hours a week. Olivier Ferrand, who heads a progressive left-leaning think tank, says the shortened week has nothing to do with the current state of the French economy.
Of course, in some sector, it has been implemented wrongly. It has disorganized hospitals because it has been poorly implemented. But the fact of working 35 hours is not in itself a problem. You have to understand that all European countries, and now the US, are facing the same problem, which is very slow growth and a destruction of jobs. So you have to share what's left.
Ferrand says Germany, the UK, and the Netherlands have responded to their downturns by creating a large part-time workforce, whereas France has few part-time jobs. The country's real problem, says Ferrand, is a lack of innovation and job creation, not the 35-hour week.
La même baisse de la durée du travail en France, nous aurions eu plus de production.
But a study released last week being debated on French airwaves has everyone talking. Salaried full-time workers in France toil 224 hours or 6 weeks less than their German counterparts and even work fewer hours than their Italian colleagues. While few French people believe the 35-hour week has actually allowed more people to be hired by dividing up jobs, a recent poll showed that 57% of the French still don't want to give it up. Back at Hôpital Vaugirard, Josiane Demetre and the nurses are reading to a group of geriatric day patients. Demetre says as a single mother, the 35-hour week has allowed her to spend more time with her children.
It's
nice to have the extra days with them because I want to raise them right. I didn't have them so I could give them to someone else to take care of.
To put it simply, says Demetre, the 35 hours hasn't made her any richer, but it has made her life a little better. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.